We have with us on the line this morning, Mayor Frank Whitfield from Elyria. Good morning, Mayor. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
All right. I was expecting maybe a hologram from you today or something with all the technology that you've been able to bring to us. And I want to first compliment you on the State of the City address yesterday, sort of the presentation you do over with the Rotary. This was at Lorain County Community College. But you brought in all sorts of technology to kind of make your point. And also, you brought in a lot of your people. Talk a little bit about the reason behind, you know, getting the safety service, get the first folks from the police and fire, sort of having their moment in the sun. Tell me a little bit about the reason behind that.
Yeah, I appreciate recognizing that. And again, you know, I really, part of my philosophy is all about teamwork and collaboration. So in order to get things done, you know, I'm just one vessel trying to get, you know, things done for the city, and it takes a team to get things done. And I think it's important for people to see that, start to identify the faces associated with the work. And as you mentioned, give other people a chance to shine as well. You know, there's so many unsung heroes that don't get a lot of attention and spotlight. And I thought it was a good opportunity to showcase some of the folks who actually do the work.
You touched upon a number of major issues facing the city in the years ahead. If we could, just for a moment, start with the possibilities for the Midway Mall. What do you see there?
Yeah, so we really see it's time to convert the mall away from retail and into what we consider health and wellness and innovative industrial. So thinking about medical offices, other health and wellness offerings, as well as smart, clean manufacturing. You know, you think about what's happening in Columbus with Intel. So, you know, those sort of manufacturers where it's not the traditional manufacturing with big smokestacks and things like that, but the more clean manufacturing and starting to make things here in America again.
You also mentioned that you're working with the Cleveland Clinic to possibly come on board. Where does that stand?
Yeah, so we're in the discussions with them. They've been going well, and we're hoping that they will be our first anchor tenant in this redevelopment project. And so we're excited that they're excited about it. Now we just got to work through the details and how to make it work.
One thing that's been sort of an issue through the years is multiple owners of the mall properties. How does that play into what you see in the future?
Yeah, so part of the way we can make this work is we've been working with the developer industrial commercial properties. And this is the same group that has brought Amazon to North Rando, that has redeveloped the American Greeting site in Brooklyn, Ohio, and has done a number of these sort of transformations of retail spaces into light industrial spaces. And so they already own portions of the mall, but they didn't own the centerpiece that that had the most you know, when you think about the food court and the larger part of the mall. So what we've been working with them on is a plan to help them get control of the mall. And so that's where the city's going to need to step in and help provide some financial assistance so that they can get control of the mall. Then we will have one site controller, and now we can really get some momentum.
Shifting to downtown, there have been some buildings brought down in recent years, dilapidated older buildings. Talk a little bit about your vision for the future of what could be.
Yeah, now when you talk about multiple owners, downtown is the place where it's the most trickiest, because there's so many different stakeholders and owners. You got city-owned buildings, county-owned buildings, developer buildings, people, you know, who've just owned buildings has been passed down in their family. So there's a lot of dynamics downtown. But, you know, my goal is to help, you know, support the redevelopment of downtown to be more family-friendly, more quality-of-life-focused. I think we're getting there. You know, you heard the announcement of the eSports Arena that we're hoping to get built down there, restoring a historic building, as well as some new apartments getting developed downtown. You know, so that'll bring, again, those families to live downtown. And, you know, there's still a lot of opportunity to have more food down here. You know, the Foundry has proof of concept. The restaurants can thrive downtown. So we think there's an opportunity for more restaurants to come downtown. I've also been trying to get a grocery store to be willing to come downtown. So I've been doing a little bit of recruiting and trying to see if I can get a good grocery store to come downtown. So there's a lot of opportunity, but downtown I think is a long game. You know, we didn't get here overnight with downtown, so it's gonna take some time. You know, but I am optimistic about the mall that we can move a lot more expeditiously. Our goal is to have that transformation begin this year with the conversion of the mall.
We're talking this morning with Elyria Mayor Frank Whitfield. Yesterday, his presentation, the State of the City address. During that time, you mentioned the need to use some American Federal Rescue money. Also, you brought up tax increment financing. You need cooperation. You need support from City Council, I imagine, and some other parties. Talk a little bit about that and your hopes for that happening.
Yeah, so, in order to make these sort of projects happen, these catalytic projects, we need everybody on board. We need our residents on board. We need our City Council on board. We need our schools on board. We need our businesses on board. And fortunately, we've been taking people along this journey with us the whole time. So all those announcements yesterday were no surprises to the council members, to our leaders at the schools, because we've had them in these conversations the whole way, just so that there would be no surprises. So we're confident, you know, everybody's on the same page and wants to see the mall redeveloped and willing to do what's necessary to see it happen.
You mentioned in the one of the things that's in the article about the amount of money that's coming to, you saw sort of a once-in-a-generation opportunity. What kind of responsibility do you feel or burden or knowing that you don't want to wake up tomorrow and think, oh, well, where did it all go, as many of us?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the big moment we're in, is that, you know, with this $18 million coming to the city, we have a chance to not only take care of business for today, but really make some investments for the future. And, you know, it's difficult because it takes courage. It takes creativity and it takes courage. I'm a man of faith, and I just think about the parable of the talent and the one person who took their talent and hid it, and how, you know, that wasn't what God wanted. He wanted the person to, you know, reap it or sow it into a place that would bear more fruit. And so I don't want this money to just come to the city. We just bury it into the ground or just spend it on keeping the status quo going and not try to put, you know, calculated investments into the community that we can see a return on 20 years from now. So that's where I'm trying to push the conversation. That's the budget I'm proposing to City Council. And I hope it gets the support it deserves.
Well, I was watching part of you in the metaverse, and I think you're also sort of trying to appeal to the future when you do a presentation like that, wouldn't you say?
Oh, no doubt about it. I think, you know, the pandemic showed how we are moving. It sped up how much we're going to be relying on technology to get things done, whether it's through communication or whether it's through actual working from home. And that's why we're doing our computer training for all our residents that they can sign up for. If they contact Goodwill, that's who our partner. You can go to a Goodwill store and get information, or you can call the number 440-305-0455, because we definitely believe technology is the way of the future, it's the way of the present, and we don't want our residents to be left behind. So we're just trying to bring people along that journey. And that was a fun way to be able to do it, was show people in the metaverse, how the world might be here in 20 years or so.
Sure. And it allows you as well have the presentation on the city website as well as YouTube page as well for future people to take a look at it and go back. Those who might not have missed it, sir, there's only so many people you can get there in person. Mayor, have you taken your bike out of storage yet? Is your bike yet going to hit the pavement anytime soon?
To be honest, I almost did the other day, too. I was like, man, it is like right now the sun's shining. It seems like it, but then you get outside, that cold wind hits you, and you're like, okay, no, we're not ready yet.
Right.
Well, we're not there yet.
They say 60 degrees by Sunday, so maybe there's an opportunity for that too, but we will see. Mayor, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for sharing with us this morning.
Thank y'all, and thank y'all for always being willing to host space for me to talk to your listening audience about the city of Elyria, and I hope everybody's equally as excited as I am and looking forward to working together.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Mayor Whitfield, Frank Whitfield from the city of Elyria, joining us today. day after his State of the City address. You go look on his website. Great.